Wing news. She's still on the plane back to New Zealand. That's a long flight, isn't it?
Is she?
Yeah. She's not there yet.
All right, okay.
Takes ages. And they're in the future.
Mm.
So we fling... We flinged Wing on a plane. I still haven't found the CD, I've got to be honest.
Oh.
Of all the performances. We've spoken to everybody that was in the hotel bar with me. They haven't got it. We've been calling around everyone today going, have you seen the CD that's got lost? No one has it. But I do have one more track, which I managed to tape off the radio.
Okay.
And I'll play that for you a bit later on. But the performance has made international television. Check this out.
Finally tonight, she started off singing in rest homes, and now she's played to a capacity crowd at a big European music festival. She is Wing, the Hong Kong-born singer based here in New Zealand.
So this is on New Zealand TV on Monday night.
Now she's trying to crack Britain, as Europe correspondent Mark Kreisel reports.
They did a full-on report on it.
Goodbye, England Road.
Wing, it must be said, is an acquired taste.
We'll live at apart.
This is Radio 1.
But one of Britain's top radio DJs is convinced the UK is ready to acquire it.
Who's that?
That's me.
Oh, is that you?
Not someone else championing Wing that is a top DJ.
Oh, right.
That's actually me. I'm on the news too.
We started just playing stuff out on my show in the afternoon, and it's received this amazing cult following.
You'll do anything to get on telly, won't you?
Scott Nils is so convinced that Wing can make it big in Britain, he shelled out over $3,000 of his own money to fly her out from New Zealand to perform at Radio 1's big weekend festival.
$3,000?
Yeah.
That sounds a lot.
But that's nothing to Scott. He's on £586,000 a year.
Which is 1 trillion New Zealand dollars. Oh, 3,000?
Oh. Is that now?
Hasn't left my account yet, I checked.
Hasn't it?
No.
I'm still working hard on the songs, and I hope that I can sing my best for all my friends there.
Wing's sharing the bill with superstars like Madonna and Nelly.
Well, she is really sharing the bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I was on the news, do you remember I was talking about hip-hop on NewsRound?
I've forgotten.
I was the NewsRound hip-hop correspondent. Because if you want to know about hip-hop, you'd ask me.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask Scott Mills.
The day dawns sunny. A big crowd rolls up. This is one of Europe's largest festivals. It's massive. And Wing is about to be unleashed here.
Now, at this bit...
Blimey.
This bit, they show everyone just, like, running through the gates, and it looks like they're running to see Wing. But they're actually just running into towards the
at
main
the
stage.
The opening of the
yeah.
thing.
Please, put your hands together for the amazing Wing!
Wing has entered the building.
It's quite a long report, this.
It's very dramatic.
Yeah. It was like the top story.
Was it?
New Zealand.
And yes, that's Kelly Osbourne up on stage showing respect to Wing.
We love Wing! We love Wing!
4 songs and an encore later, Wing leaves them wanting more.
How good is that? International TV. Hello to everyone that may listen to us on our podcast in New Zealand or online.
I'm just speechless.
It's great.
But success may come at a price. Wing says she may now have to leave New Zealand because of her growing worldwide fan base. Mark Kreisel, One News, London.
What? Did you hear that?
Yes.
Listen again.
But success may come at a price. Wing says she may now have to leave New Zealand because of her growing worldwide fan base. Mark Kreisel, One News, London.
She never said that to me.
No, because you're not even going out now to get a pint of milk.
Is she coming to live with me? Because that's what it sounds like.
You think she's on a plane.
What, back?
Yeah, but in fact.
Oh, God. She never left. You haven't given her that spare key I keep upstairs, have you? For emergencies. Okay, so here's a bit of the performance from the BBC introducing stage at Radio 1's big weekend. It's Wing.
Okay.
does Wing and Dancing Queen. It's only amazing at Radio 1's Big Weekend. Now, I may have lost the performance of the actual, the CD of the performance,
yeah,
right?
With all
the tracks on that she did perform. But I do have something else which you might be interested in, right? Before the Big Weekend, Wing came in and she did us a version of Candle in the Wind, which we could all hear just kind of to audition, because she wanted to know from us whether it was good enough or not.
Okay.
I do have that recording if you'd like to hear it.
It's a bit like a start.
No, it's not this.
Oh, right.
It's a bit like a Live Lounge Wing. Let me know if you want it. 81199. This is Paramore.